بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد Respected and listen, beloved brothers, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite grace and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here on the nisbat of His deen. These gatherings wherein the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, and wherein the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussed, these are very mubarak gatherings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and mercy upon us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to sit in these gatherings. These are the gatherings wherein the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throng. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy and rahmat descend upon this gathering. And when we sit in the company of the angels, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with the sifat of the angels. And one of the sifat of the angels is لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. The malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have the quality of ita'at. They don't disobey any command given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by us sitting in these gatherings with the intention of amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with that sifat, that our life will be full of the ita'at of Allah. Every amal that we do in our life will be according to the command of Allah in the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These gatherings, these shabguzaris, these a'mal that our elders have given us to carry out, what is the maqsad behind it? So one of our elders, Mana Ahmad Latar Damat Barakatuh, he mentioned one of his bayans, that the maqsad behind this whole effort, these shabguzaris, these programs, this whole movement, is for us to understand and for us to make the ummah understand that hum kaun hai aur kyun hai, that who are we? And once we understand that, then what responsibility do we have? When we understand who we are, and the father understands that he is a father, then he understands that now I have the responsibility of taking care of my children, putting food on the table, waking up early in the morning, going to work, to provide for my family. The boss of the business, he understands who he is, so he understands his responsibility. So the Ummah of Rasulullah has to understand who we are. So the first thing is that we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ham Allah ke bande hai. We are the reciters of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And being the reciters of the kalima, this comes with a responsibility. The kalima has taqazas. The kalima has some demands from us. What does the kalima demand from us? When Ibrahim Sa'adah Barakatuh explains, kalima demands two things from us. The kalima demands, number one, istiqamat. That we have to live our entire lives according to the dictates of kalima La ilaha illallah. Every command of Allah, according to the tariqah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to come into our lives. And this will only be possible once we make an effort on the kalima. When the yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in our hearts. When da'wat is given, then the marifat of Allah comes in the heart. And when we understand who Allah is, then to obey Allah becomes easy. So, we have to make an effort. For us to have istiqamah on kalima la ilaha illallah, we have to have the yaqeen of kalima la ilaha illallah in our hearts. So the whole effort is the effort of yaqeen, that how in our hearts the yaqeen of only Allah can come. That la ilaha illallah. That everything in this world besides Allah, Allah ka har ghair, whatever shakal it may be, everything besides Allah is makhluq. And makhluq is completely muhtaj and khaliq. Every makhluk, no matter what it may be, the governments of this world, the wealth of this world, the gold, the silver, the armies of this world, the sicknesses, the viruses, whatever shakal of makhluk there is in this world, they are completely muhtaj in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every makhluk is in need of the command of Allah to benefit, to harm, to cause progress, to cause decline, to cause harm, to cause benefit, to cause sickness, to cause cure. Every single makhluk of Allah is muhtaj in the command of Allah. So we need to bring the yaqeen of la ilaha illallah in our hearts. That only Allah does and makhluk does not do. In the stories of Anbiya alayhi salam in the Quran and many stories that we hear a lot of the time, we learn the same sabak. In the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he was called, when the Namrud threw him in the fire, then we learn the same sabak, that the fire is makhluk, Ibrahim alayhi salam is makhluk. Those people who are trying to harm him and throw him into the fire are also makhluk. And none of those makhluk can cause any effect, can cause any harm to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give the command, the hukam of Allah was not there, so the fire did not harm. In the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam also, when he was commanded to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam is makhluk, the knife is makhluk. Ibrahim alayhi salam is also makhluk. One makhluk cannot benefit a makhluk. One makhluk cannot cause harm to another makhluk without a command of Khaliq. So this is what we learn from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam also. In the story of Musa alayhi salam, when he was told to cross into the ocean, was his entire army, with his entire ummah, the command of Allah was that he must strike the ocean and go in. Water has a sifat of drowning, but water is makhluk. The entire qawm of Musa alayhi salam, all makhluk. That same water was a source of najat and safety and a means to be saved from Firaun. And that same water was the same means and sabab of the destruction of the people of Firaun. So this is what we understand from the stories of Anbiya alayhi salam, that makhluk se kuch nahi hota. That makhluk cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot cause anything in this world without the permission of Khaliq. So our ta'aluk has to become with Khaliq. If we got all the makhluk on our side, we got the governments, we got contacts, we got wealth, we got authority, we have whatever it may be of this world on our side, but we don't have Allah, then we got nothing. If a person has nothing but he has Allah on his side, then he has everything. So our effort is for us to understand that we are now the servants of that Allah. That Allah who is in control of everything, that Allah is providing for everything, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is taking care of everything, that Allah who is maintaining this entire system of this world, this Allah who is in whose hands is benefit, there is harm, there is sickness, there is cure, there is every type of khair and every type of shar is in the hands of Allah. We are the servants of that Allah. Now we have to live our lives according to the commands of that Allah. This is the first. When we understand this here, then now to obey Allah will become easy. To stay away from the disobedience of Allah will become easy. This is the first taqaza of iman, that we have istiqamat la ilaha illallah. When a person has istiqamat la ilaha illallah and he lives his life according to the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the time comes for this person to leave this world, then the malaika will be there to welcome him. In the Quran, Allah speaks about إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those people who say our Rabb is Allah, meaning they had recited la ilaha illallah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then they had istiqamat la ilaha illallah, meaning they lived their lives according to la ilaha illallah. Then when the time comes for them to leave this world, which is actually the culmination of our whole life in this world, the last part of our life is the culmination of our whole life. How we live, that's how we're going to die. So if a person lived his life according to la ilaha illallah, then the time when it comes for him to leave this world, then the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there to welcome him. La takhafu wa la tahzanu. The angels will tell him that there's nothing to worry about. Don't fear the stages that are coming in front of you. Don't grieve over whatever has passed. Wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. That jannat that you are promised in this dunya through the anbiya alayhi salam, that jannat is waiting for you. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And when you go into akhirat, then whatever you desire is going to be waiting for you in the jannat. So we live our lives according to the dictates of la ilaha illallah. The second taqaza of la ilaha illallah, Mu'ana explains, is nusrat. And how we can become the helpers of the deen of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah. O people of iman, become the helpers of the deen of Allah. Use our wealth, use our time, use our capabilities and our salahiyats, whatever we have, to the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anyone. Allah is samad, Allah is ghani. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need us. Allah's deen does not need anyone. Allah used the birds in the time of Abraha to destroy the... Allah used the ants to destroy that document that was in the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the water to destroy. Allah used the winds. Allah used many, many things to help his deen. So Allah does not need me and you. We are there to put ourselves forward for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we come to understand this here, then we will live our lives in such a way that we ourselves will be coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will use us as a sabab and a means of bringing thousands and millions of people closer to Him. Sahaba radiallahu anhu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they understood this. They understood who they are. They understood that we are the reciters of Kalima. So we now have to live according to la ilaha illallah. So they brought every hukam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their life. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest degree was found in the lives of Sahaba. And when they brought this in their life, and together with this, they also understood that we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His worry, his fikr, and his gham, and his pain. And that worry that he has for the hidayat of the entire mankind, when the Sahaba understood it, and they saw the qurbani that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave for deen, then they took this kalima, they took this deen, that sunnah that they brought into their lives, they took it in the four corners of this world. Then Allah made him the means of hidayat of the entire humanity. We are the reciters of the kalima, in different parts of the world. This is all through the qurbani of Sahaba. They were not content on the level of the iman. They were not content that we are the reciters of the kalima. Alhamdulillah, we got basharat of jannat. We had the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are living in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara. We are sorted. We don't have to worry now. if we just sit and maintain our own a'mal, then this is enough for our jannat. But Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they understood the mizaj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They understood the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They understood that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't give so much of qurbani for something that's not important. The thing that is most important is the deen of Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the most amount of qurbani. From all the anbiya alayhi wa sallam that came to this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beloved of Allah. There was no one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one was ever born and no one will ever be born better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah allowed him to go through the most amount of qurbani. Allah saw all the qurbani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. What happened in Taif, Allah saw it. What happened when there were nights upon nights and months upon months in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there was no food to eat, there was no oil to light the lamps. When the Sahaba of Rasulullah ﷺ were being tortured, when the family of Rasulullah ﷺ were being tortured, when the homes of the Sahabiyat and the Sahaba were being emptied, when they were chased out of their homes and they were sent into the valley of Abu Talib, and then after that they were made hijrah to Medina Munawwara, Allah saw all this qurbani. Allah allowed it to happen. Why? To teach us a sabak that we are the ummatis of Rasulullah ﷺ, and this deen of Allah had demands qurbani. If we want deen to come into our lives, like Sahaba, when they, as soon as they accepted La ilaha illallah, then they started, the Qurbani immediately came. This upon reciting Kalima, this being associated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qurbani of Sahaba began. So many stories of Sahaba we read in Fazail Amal al Hayat of Sahaba. So the Qurbani started immediately. So in order for deen to remain in our lives, for us to become firm on deen, for the reality of La ilaha illallah to come into our lives, for the love of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam to come into our lives, for the worry and the pain of Rasulullah sallam to come into our lives, we have to give qurbani. And our qurbani won't have to be like the qurbani of Sahaba. Sahaba radiallahu anhu gave the ultimate qurbani. Rasulullah sallam gave everything. He himself said that I was made to go through so much of taklif more than any other person was ever made to go through. I was made to fear for the deen of Allah more than any other person. And there were many times when I had no food to eat. There were 30 days that passed when I had no food to eat except that amount of food that Bilal radiallahu anhu could conceal under his arm. So there were many days in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with nothing to eat. So all this qurbani, all this sacrifice was so that this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reach us. Now they preserved the deen and they propagated the deen. They fulfilled the haqq of this deen. Now this deen has reached us. This deen has reached us. And now the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was brought to us with so much of qurbani, with so much of blood, so much of sweat, so much of qurbani and sacrifice, now that deen is now our responsibility. Now the ummah today has forgotten who we are. We have forgotten that we are the bandas of Allah. But if we are, to some extent, we understand that we are the slaves of Allah, so salah has to come into our lives, zakat has to come into our lives, we have to give sadaqah, we have to read Quran. And if we are lacking in any of these aspects, then we feel that we are doing something wrong. And we feel that, you know, I need to bring some change into my life. But the second part of it is we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have to worry about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That second responsibility, there's no ihsas of it. We have forgotten this. We are the ummat is large. We have forgotten this responsibility that we have. To large an extent, we are satisfied on the level of our deen, our salah, our ta'aluk with Allah, our fasting, our tilawat of Quran, our zikrullah, our hajj, our umrah, our zakat, our khairat, our sadaqah. But what about the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who's going to worry about the entire ummah? So many tabqas in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the youth, they are the masurat of the ummah, they are the old of the ummah, they are the people of different languages. The whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the meydan of our effort. And when we move out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping our heart as the focus and the target, then our iman will increase, our ta'alluq with Allah will increase, our love for Allah will increase, the ahmiyat of deen will come into our lives. And some ihsas will be created in us that, you know what, my life is going into this direction, I have to realign my life, I have to bring my life back onto the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our life will change, that's the greatest thing. We are coming out in the path of Allah, we are told to come out in the path of Allah, so we can come close to Allah. Our ta'alluq with Allah can be increased. We can learn how to take from the treasures of Allah. We can improve on the power of our dua. We can improve on our a'mal. We can improve on all the sifat that I taught to us in the 6 points. How all those things can come into our lives. The complete life of Rasulullah. Ihya'u jami'i ma ja'a bihi nabi. This is the maqsad of this effort. That how every teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can come into our lives. And together with this, while we are moving in the path of Allah, we are going door to door, person to person, town to town. We are giving da'wah towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use us also. Allah will use us. And if Allah uses us to give hidayah to any person, then Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Ali radiallahu anhu, that if Allah uses you to guide any person, then this is more better for you than this entire world in whatever it contains. What if this one person comes closest to Allah, one person, he corrects his life, one hukum of Allah which is not in his life, example salah, this comes into his life. That's the entire life of salah comes into our account. One person comes onto zikr, one person realizes this dealings that I'm doing is not correct, or this is not right, this part of my life is not correct, and he brings his life according to teachings of Rasulullah ﷺ, that person's whole life of amal will come into our life. Allah will use us, so, but we have to put ourselves forward. We have to put ourselves forward for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to sacrifice a little bit. Our sacrifice is a little sacrifice. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they sacrifice to leave their homes, to leave their families, to leave their businesses, to give everything. And they did not know when they're going to come back. They did not know when they're going to come back to their homes. The tashkil was made, and a lot of them, the desire was that they must not come back. A lot of them, the desire was that I must not come back to my homes. Allahumma la taruddani ila ahli. Allah, don't bring me back home. This was the jazbah of Sahaba radiallahu anhu when he understood the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he understood that our whole maqsad of our life is that how Allah's deen can come alive. When he understood that then for them to give any sacrifice was easy because the maqsad was in front of them. When a maqsad was in front of them, then to sacrifice anything for the maqsad is easy. Today the maqsad is not in front, so we sacrifice the maqsad for everything else. Everything else has become the maqsad, and the maqsad is sacrifice. So how to realize that the maqsad of our life is Allah's deen and the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the hidayat of the entire mankind? This is why the Allah's last will come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To spend our health, to spend our wealth, to spend our time, to spend our salahiyat. Our heart and our mind also has to be used. We have to think, we have to have soch and worry and fikr in our heart that how Allah's deen can come alive. Think in my own masjid, how Allah's deen can come alive. In my own house, how Allah's deen can come alive. How can I encourage my wife and children and my grandchildren to come onto deen? How I can encourage them to come into salah? How I can use my dil and dimagh to bring the different talk? How can I use my heart and mind to win over the youth? How can I worry about the businessman? How can I use our heart and our mind also for the deen of Allah? Like how when a person is in his business and he's seeing some kami and his accounts are not in order and business is going down, then he has worry. He starts thinking. He starts calling help. He calls others to seek advice, to how we can do something. So the person is using his heart and his mind, then he will put himself forward, he will use think, he will sit and he will make fikr, he will make mashwara. He will call his hati that his fikr is in front of us, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deen can come alive. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah accepts us, Allah accepts our health, Allah accepts our wealth, Allah accepts our time, Allah accepts our homes, Allah accepts our entire, all of us. How Allah can accept everything of ours for his deen. How we can get ourselves accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the deen of Allah. How we can be a means of how our entire wujud can be a zariya of khair coming into this world, and how Allah can use us to bring millions and thousands of people to come closer to him. So this is what this fikr is all about. We are told to come into these environments for the Sheikh Guzaris, for these talks, to come out for 3 days, to come out for 40 days, to come out for 4 months, for us to change our zihin, to change the focus of our life, to understand what is the maqsad of our life, and how we can also encourage others. So we, alhamdulillah, we are coming for the Sheikh Guzari every week, alhamdulillah. How we can also be a means of many other people coming for this program. Just coming to this environment can be a means of changing someone's life. So we bring new people every week. Our elders are crying that every person should try to bring at least one more person with him. Every week we make fikr on one person, and the next week we tell him to make fikr on a third person. And then those three people make fikr on another three people. And like this way, inshallah, our majma for Sheikh Guzari will increase. The level of deen in our homes will increase. The 3D jamaats at the back of our home will increase. Our fikr in our masjids will increase. Everything will increase if you try to bring more and more people for this mahal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. There's a time between Maghrib and Asr and Maghrib and the day of Jumu'ah. We should encourage to complete our tasbihat. Also, this time between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Jumu'ah is a time when du'as are accepted. So we should make dua for ourselves, make dua for the hidayat of the mankind, make dua for all efforts of deen taking place in the entire world. Allah will give us a share in all of that also, inshallah.